Salem Witch Trials by Amara,
Isabella,
Ian,
and Anna. It's 1692 in Salem Village, Massachusetts. Two girls, Abigail Williams and her cousin Elizabeth Paris, started acting strange.
I've been feeling strange lately.
Yeah, me too.
Because Betty's father was a reverend, he was especially worried about these strange fits his daughter and niece were having.
The girls seemed almost possessed. They're good girls. I don't know how this could have happened.
I saw Sarah Good harassing the two girls while they were walking a couple of days ago.
I saw the girls talking to Tituba outside her palm reading shop.
Or it could be that Sarah Osborne. I've never seen her at church.
It's definitely Sarah Good. No normal person goes begging for a living.
I'm positive it's Tituba. She's always around those kids.
Sarah Osborne is definitely guilty. If you never go to church, how can you not be a witch?
I know. We'll have a trial to see which one of them is a witch. So the villagers went to the courthouse and gave their cases of why each of the women was a witch. After some discussion, a trial date was made.
Sarah Good is definitely guilty.
But I know her. She's not a witch.
This better be good.
I can't believe my family forced her to come.
I know her. She's not a witch. I know her. She's not a witch. I know her.
Overwhelmed.
Order in the court. We are gathered here today for the Salem Village Witch Trials. Will our accused please stand up and plead their cases?
My name is Sarah Good. These annoying children pass by me every day on the way home, yelling and screaming loud enough to make anyone lose their minds. But I did not put a spell on them.
If the girls were annoying you, it must have been you who put a spell on them.
I swear I'm not a witch. I didn't put a curse on anyone.
Next.
My name is Sarah Osborne, and I did nothing to, nor do I know these girls.
Miss Osborne, is it true that when your husband died, you got remarried to an indentured slave?
Yes. That's true, but what does that have to do with accusing me of being a witch?
Any woman who would get remarried to a slave has to have something wrong with her.
Wait, that doesn't make any—
Next!
Hello, I am Tituba. I was a slave for many years before being freed and opening my own palm reading shop, which these girls tried to destroy, which is why I was yelling at them.
So you have ties to the spirit world?
Yes, but I would never do—
I've heard enough. I pronounce all these women guilty of being witches. Their punishment will be 5 years in jail and then being burned alive.
Wait, what?
Case closed.
So all three women were sent to jail. As years went by, many more innocent women were accused of witchcraft and sent to their deaths. Even little Dorcas Good, Sarah Good's 4-year-old daughter.
But it didn't do anything. I just wanted to—
Guilty!
No women were safe. Even a couple of women who had successful homes and led church meetings were convicted. The townspeople who had once been excited about the trials now feared for their lives. After almost 300 people lost their lives, the townspeople realized how stupid they had been during the trials and memorialized the stakes where many innocent women were burned. Today, there are 5 memorials for these women across the United States.